Zok the Mishnah Vayitra, Masechtas Chagiga, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Because at the end of Perek Aleph, we discussed the inyan of arayos, who a person is allowed to and not allowed to marry, the Tan is now going to teach us different things that it's not proper to teach Berabim. Zok the Mishnah. Ein darshan, that means it's asur for a Rav to teach his Talmidim, ba'arayos, the inyanim of the arayos. We're particularly referring to certain women that a person is not allowed to marry, but it doesn't say so befeidish in the Torah. Chazal just darshan it. So the halacha is, ein darshan ba'arayos b'shloisha. You should not teach this to three Talmidim or more at one time. Did it ever happen in class that the Rebbe says something, and one boy asks a shayla, and two other Talmidim start talking amongst themselves, and they're not 100% listening to what the Rav is saying there, and the Rav is answering the shayla to the boy who asked the question? Well, we're scared that's what's going to happen over here. And because a person may have an interest because he wants to marry somebody, and he's not hearing clearly what the Rav is saying, he's going to come to say, oh, it's mutter for me to marry that person. But if the Rav is only learning with two Talmidim, or one Talmid, so even with two Talmidim, if one Talmid is going to ask the Rebbe a shayla, why should I say that the other one's going to be distracted? He doesn't have who to talk to. And Memela, he also will be listening to what the Rav is saying. Vayter zok the Mishnah, v'loy b'maisa bereishis b'shnayim. What do we mean when we say maisa bereishis over here? We mean for the Rebbe to explain to the Talmidim what took place when Hashem created the world. What happened over here before this world came into being? That you shouldn't darshan b'shnayim even to two. And for sure, more than two, it's aser. How do we know that? From a pasuk. The pasuk says in Parshas Ve'eschanan, Kapitel Dalet, pasuk Lamed Beis, Ki sha'alna liyomim rishonim ashahoyu lefanecha. For inquire now regarding the early days that preceded you. The minayoyim ashebara lekim adam ala oretz. Because the pasuk says sha'al, Lashin Yachid, not Sha'alu, they asked. We learn over here, a Yachid, sitting with his Rebbe, when it's one-on-one, they can discuss this. We don't want two people sitting by a Rebbe. Why not? Because these are great secrets in the Torah, and you only reveal it to one person, not to two people at a time. Vaitrasak the Mishnah, V'loy b'Markava. What does Markava mean? Literally, it means a wagon. But Maisa Markava refers to Kabbalah in Yonim. Both the Navi Yecheskel and the Navi Yeshaya were zeicha to see great things in Shemayim. And this is only like a mushel, but it appeared to them like the Malachim on a wagon and so on. But these are great secrets, Maiser Markava. And this you don't give over, even B'Yachid. Wait a second, if you don't give it over to a Yachid, then no one gives it over. So how do we know it? Asak the Mishnah, Ella, only Imken Haya, if that Talmud, this Yachid, was a chacham, a very smart person. They don't have to speak things out too much. Umeivin midata, you say a little bit and he understands everything. Because if not, people will come to imagine things in the wrong way. It's a very sensitive thing. And the emes, as the Tana continues, there are certain things that even a yachid himself shouldn't think too much into. As the Mishnah continues to explain. Kol ha-mistakel. Mistakel means to stare intently, or to focus very, very much. Barbad varam, these four things, ro'iloi ki'iloi bali oilu. It would have been better for him not to have been created. And here are the four things. Mala mala, what is above the chayas ha'kaydish, that's part of the nevuah that the malachim saw. Around the kisya kavod, there's inyan of a shar and aryeh, it all represents mayridike and yanim. And this person is thinking, so what's above that? Or mala mata. Rashi learns malamata means what's underneath the chayas hakodesh. Some learn malamata means what's underneath the earth. We don't think too much into this. For that matter, malafanim or malachar. Malafanim means what's outside the end of the world, like to the east, where you can't go anymore. Or malachar means on the marav side. If you go into space and you go until you can't go anymore, what's there? Some say it means what was here before the world was created. That's malafanim. And malachar, what's going to be at the end, li'achar sayamim. All these things, trust me, after 120 years, we understand everything in a flash. And right now, it's just a distraction. Because we were put down here in this world not to figure out what's doing outside of the world, but to stand up to our nesiyonos that are here in this world. And when we do that right, we hold back from speaking Lashon Hara, and we learn Torah, and we daven, then we're going to have billions of worlds that'll belong to us in Shemayim after 120 years. So don't waste your time thinking what's there. Just do what's here. The Mishnah concludes, V'chal sheleichas al kvayt kainai. A person that has no rachmanis on the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, he's over in a veil when no one is looking. He says, oh, the Shekhinah is not here. Who's going to see me? There's no such a thing. The Shekhinah is all over. Whatever exists is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it exist. So, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you. But a person who doesn't have that appreciation for Ashroes HaShekhinah, Ra'u Iloi Shalei Bali Olam, it would have been better had he not come to this world. Because that's what we come to this world for. To recognize that there's a Bari Olam everywhere. You know, the Sefer Taimer the Virus says, can we understand the great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Rav Hashem gives us life all the time. Every time your heart beats and your lungs breathe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing that for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us exist. And a person goes and he's over an Aveira. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him life as he's being over the Aveira. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoping we're going to do tshuva. And we have a prayer, we have a free choice. But imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the greatest gift in the world, life, and we should be over an Aveira with that gift. And a person should chas v'shalom even think, oh, does a Kadosh Baruch Hu see me? Does he see you? He's the one that's giving you life. So if it says, v'chol shalei chasal kvayt kainai, ro'yalei shalei bali oilam, imagine. The other way around, because we have a rule, merubim midatayv, whenever it says a punishment for something, the schar for that is always greater. So if someone doesn't believe Hashem is looking at him, and therefore he does the wrong thing, if it says in this person, ro'yalei shalei bali oilam, so imagine a little boy that holds himself back from doing something because he believes Hashem is watching me. Do you realize for him the entire world was worthy to be created?